From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has ignored a demand from the ruling party that he resign by noon Monday. Parliament is now expected to open impeachment proceedings against Mugabe on Tuesday. But as VOA's Anita Powell reports, that process could be long, complex, and unsuccessful.
Lebo Maduku teaches law at the University of Zimbabwe. He says impeachment can be very complex because it is meant to be more than just lawmakers voting out an unpopular leader by a two-thirds vote.
When we say an impeachment in the Zimbabwean context, it actually means a trial. You are accusing the president of something and then you want them tried for that. If you find them guilty of that thing that you have accused them of, you then dismiss them from being president. You can't do it in one day or in a few minutes or whatever. It takes several months to complete an impeachment.
Zimbabwe's constitution provides four grounds for impeaching a president: serious misconduct, failure to obey, uphold, or defend the constitution, willful violation of the constitution, or inability to perform the functions of the office because of physical or mental incapacity. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The United States will redesignate North Korea a state sponsor of terrorism, a decision meant to put additional financial and diplomatic pressure on the totalitarian government. On Monday, at the White House, President Trump said it should have happened years ago. He called the North Korean government a murderous regime. The decision will be formally announced by the State Department on Tuesday. It returns North Korea to the department's official state sponsors of terrorism list. Now the countries on the list are Iran, Syria, and Sudan. This is VOA News. Argentina's Navy says a multinational team is working in the South Atlantic Ocean to try to find a submarine missing since last week. There are 44 crew members on board. A naval spokesman said Monday the search effort has been tripled, with ships and aircraft from at least seven countries looking for the submarine ARA San Juan, which disappeared last Wednesday. The spokesman revealed the submarine reported an undisclosed mechanical breakdown in its final communication and was ordered to return to Mar del Plata, 400 kilometers south of Buenos Aires. Meanwhile, the Navy said seven signals detected Saturday were not attempted distress calls from the submarine as previously hoped. 8-meter-high waves and 74-kilometer-per-hour winds have hampered the search effort. Brazil, Chile, Uruguay, Peru, Britain, and the United States have all joined the search. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Monday she will continue to try to form a coalition government after the pro-business Free Democrats pulled out of talks. The action could force another election. Merkel said her Christian Democratic Party and its coalition partners were unable to convince the Free Democrats to join the government. The sticking points appear to be migration and climate change. And U.S. visa consultations could soon resume in three Russian cities. The TASS news agency quoted the U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman as saying that on Monday. Huntsman said that the visa interviews in the near future may be resumed at consulates in St. Petersburg, Yekaterinburg in the Urals, and Vladivostok in Russia's Far East. He says, "We are trying to do everything possible, and I hope that in coming weeks we will be able to effectively issue visas." He also said he was attempting to restore confidence in U.S.-Russia relations, even as the United States continues its sanctions against Russian individuals and companies because of Moscow's 24 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula and its support for pro-Russian separatists fighting Ukrainian forces in eastern Ukraine. All the consulates in Russia, along with the embassy in Moscow, resumed processing of non-immigrant visas that did not require interviews on September 1st. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.